欢迎来到每天早上六点都会更新的每日英语说，我是慧君。Action this day, action every day. 今天要分享的一个句子呢，是来自电影《恋恋笔记本》The Notebook 里面的一句话 ：You can't live your life for other people. You've got to do what's right for you.Even if it hurts some people you love. 我们来看一下啊，第一句 You can't live your life for other people. Can't 这个词呢，英音和美音是不一样的，一个是 can't， 这是英音，美音呢就是 can't. Live your life for other people 就是为别人而活啊。 Live one's lifeYour, 英音 your, 美音 your. 要注意的一个词呢，还有 live, 活着这个词。容易犯的一个错误就是把它发成 live, live. I want to live a life, 不是 live, 而是 live. 短元音的 live. You can't live your life for other people, for other, 连读啊 for other people. 这是第一句。那如果是美音就把相应的 r,发出来 for other people. 那第二句呢就是 you've got to. You've got to, 它相当于 you have to. You have to do what's right for you. 然后 got, 英音 oh, got, 美音 got, got. You've got to. You've got to do what's right for you. Even if, 连读 nif. Even if it,这都可以连起来啊，然后 it 里面的 t 可以省掉。那我来示范一下两个连读哈。Even if it hurts some people you love, 美音 hurt people you love。那我们完整的来一遍啊，英音 You can't live your life for other people. You've got to do what's right for you. Even if it hurts some people you love, 美音 You can't live your life for other people.You've got to do what's right for you, even if it hurts some people you love. 那有一些同学他问，他说你有的时候怎么重读，怎么弱读呢？其实这个就要看你到底想强调什么。一般情况下，虚词会选择弱读，比如说那些介词 for, what's right for you, 就不会 what's right for you, what's right for you 就可以了 for you. Even if it hurts, it hurts.但大部分情况下呢，也要看你到底想强调什么。我当然可以说 What's right for you? 这时候我想强调的是对你而言是正确的，而不是说对我而言是正确的。所以没有固定的一个读法哈，你重读的地方不一样，说明你想强调的地方也不一样。你也不需要说死记硬背，你到底哪里要重读，哪里要弱读。根据自己的感觉，看你到底想要强调哪些地方，哪些地方是值得被强调的。You can't live your life for other people. 就 for, 这里就可以弱读了，对吧？一般呢，虚词是弱读的，然后实词是重读。有一些特殊情况呢，你当然可以特殊处理，根据你想强调的部分进行改变啊。那这就是我们今天的每日英语说啦。See you tomorrow!And have a good day. Bye. Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito.